From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. The Times Union is reporting, the Department of Environmental Conservation said November 8th, the portion of the Devil's Path and Long Path trails that traverse the town of Hunter have opened after vandalism caused a quarter-mile section of the trail to be closed. The section closed in early October after vandalism of steel rungs on a rock face created a safety hazard for visitors, according to the DEC. The short reroute between Twin Mountain Peak and Pequoy Notch Trail provides safe passage for visitors while maintaining the character of the Devil's Path, the DEC said. It plans to monitor the reroute to ensure no significant environmental degradation results from the use. The DEC investigation into the vandalism is ongoing. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting on the effort underway to convince the Irish airline Aer Lingus to serve the Hudson Valley. Officials are hoping to fill the gap in direct overseas service left when Norwegian Air terminated its nonstop flights from New York Stewart International Airport in August. Both U.S. Senator Charles Schumer and airport officials have been in contact with Aer Lingus officials. Schumer was the driving force behind getting JetBlue service from Stewart years ago. Louis Hembach, the chairman of the advisory Stewart Airport Commission, said if successful, the effort would put Stewart, and I quote, back on the map, end quote. Despite the high demand for nonstop international service at Stewart, Norwegian canceled its use of the hub because of the prolonged worldwide grounding of the Boeing 737 MAX jets. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Kayla Harris is reporting for the Times Union. State colleges and universities announced December 10th a plan to waive application fees for veterans and their spouses. Application fees can range from $50 to $65, according to a press release from the governor's office. While some campuses already waive application fees for veterans, the policy announced this weekend would extend the waiver to all state-operated schools permanently. The policy change must now be approved by both the CUNY and SUNY boards of trustees. A Cuomo spokesman said the governor's office will push for a similar fee waiver at community colleges. Governor Andrew Cuomo said, and I quote, "Generations of New Yorkers have fought to preserve the freedoms and ideals of this state and nation at great personal sacrifice, and we must do everything we can to support them once they get home," end quote. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Arthi Swaminathan is reporting for Yahoo Finance. The unemployment rate for recent college graduates is increasing. Data recently released by the Federal Reserve Bank of New York indicates that contrary to trends in the larger labor market, fresh graduates are more likely to be unemployed than the core U.S. working population for the first time since 1990. Recent college graduates are defined as those between the ages of 22 and 27 with a bachelor's degree or higher. The unemployment rate for that group has increased from 3.8% in May to 4% in September, when the unemployment rate for overall workers was 3.6%. The unemployment rate takes on even more significance when considering the amount of student debt the newly graduated currently hold. Nearly a quarter of those who had taken out a direct loan were either behind in their payments or in default at the end of the last year. Read the full story at Yahoo Finance. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.